Now, John Connell joins us, and you know John from The Book of Sheep, The Book of Running, The Stream of Everything, and his latest book, 12 Sheep. Good afternoon, John.
Hello, Ray.
Now, the last time we spoke, it was COVID, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Where were you and where was I?
I was in Athlone, so I'm back in the homeland here, and you were in Dublin. And look, it was a strange time. But you know, Ray, it was interesting because it was a book about running. And at that time, if we cast our mind back, we were in the 5K radius, and people discovered their local neighbourhoods and local trackways within the 5K, and running really took off. So I have a big thank you to say to you for that, because the book sold really well.
Well, I love the book. I love the book because, you know, the book of running could put a lot of people off, but it was actually it was part memoir, part history of your locality. Yeah. You know, there was a lot going on, and you know, you were discussing your mental health and all sorts of things in it.
Yeah, yeah, it was a passion project that I'd had for a long time, and you know, the Cow Book had done so well, and I had an international platform, and I said, okay, I'm going to talk about this passionately.
Yes,
and I was inspired by Haruki Murakami, who wrote What I Talk About When I Talk About Running.
Yeah.
And I wanted to put an Irish angle on it, and you know, it connected with people around the world.
Do you recommend that book? I was given a present of that, and it's still beside my bed. I haven't got.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's a man's singular passion, but I think you have to have I think it's very important to have passions in life, and Murakami can be a very serious guy. So I think for him, that's a way to access the fun side of his life. And you know, I was thinking about this today when I was coming down. There was a book that I was given, Dr. George Sheehan, who wrote Running and Being, and I think it's apt today because we're here for Run.
Yeah.
But he said you should make today your masterpiece, and he wasn't talking about going out and painting a Caravaggio. He was saying taking that step, going for a run, having that coffee you think you've earned. And it's a philosophy I've taken into my life to make today your masterpiece.
Right.
It doesn't mean you have to climb a mountain every day, but an odd mountain's pretty good, you know. But the beauty of the ordinary, you know, as Kavanagh would say.
The beauty of the ordinary, yeah. Because masterpiece immediately go, oh no, I'll never create any masterpiece anywhere. Yeah. You know, for a lot of people. But
we do ourselves a disservice to think that, you know. We all are capable of greatness. But quiet greatness, we don't talk about that enough. Quiet greatness is a wonderful thing to
go have. Go on, you have to sell it to us now, John.
Well, Connell. I suppose, you know, I talked about this in 12 Sheep, the new book, and the essence of slowing down your life, capturing and enjoying the moments. I remember a friend said to me, we talked about mental health, you and I, Ray, and I wasn't too good a few years ago, and he said to me, the secret of life's quite simple. And I said, oh, here we go, here's the money stuff. And he said to me, it's loving yourself. And of course I looked at him like, what do you mean by that? But it was actually, he said to me, it's as simple as getting that cup of coffee when you've earned it. And I like to take that philosophy into life, and slowing down is the new message for me.
See, as a nation, John, you know, and I know, because I've read all the books, and I've had numerous discussions with numerous people about self-compassion and self-love and all that sort of thing. And I know it makes sense. But then, cut to when I was growing up in Kildare, and the worst thing it could be is a big-headed sure case.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know.
Look at that lad. He loves himself.
He loves himself.
If he was chocolate, he'd eat himself or whatever.
Look, we can be very critical on ourselves.
Yes.
But I was reading Eckhart Tolle recently, The Power of Now, and he said there's such a thing as an inherited mind pattern. And I had to think about that for a while. But a French woman thinks like a French woman, and an Irish woman thinks like an Irish woman. And it's an inherited racial way of thinking.
Yes.
So you're born with it and you grow up with it and you're conditioned with it. So sometimes we have to challenge that way of thinking, the inherited mind pattern. We have to put in our own mind pattern. Now, sometimes that only comes in life when it's a great calamity. Maybe your mum or dad died, or you lost a close relationship. But you have to challenge the thinking. And I see, you know, I'm 10 years at home now in Ireland in September. And I see that I challenged my inherited mind pattern, and I changed how I thought and how I lived.
Here's
and
an idea. You're onto something there. Here's an idea, right? A new government campaign.
Well, yeah.
To change our thinking about ourselves.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Because mental health costs the economy money every year because people miss days of work and everything else. So if we could have a campaign to change the mind pattern, to think more positively. I'm not talking about us walking around with smiley faces all the time. That's impossible.
Yeah.
But actually, as you said, Ray, compassion, having compassion for yourself. And, you know, the 12 Sheep, the book I have out, I
I'm going to talk about
it. No, I'm not trying to plug it or anything. I was coming from a period of burnout and I had to slow down. And I had to, that's where I had to challenge that thinking, you know. And that's where, this is a new thing for me. It's a new thing.
So I was reading about the book. I haven't read it yet. I'm looking forward to reading it. A new idea is a thing to be treasured. So it wasn't a jump up and down moment, but you thought to yourself at some stage, quietly, softly, that you'd get yourself 12 sheep.
Yes, as I said, I was coming off a period of, like, the cow book had been a bit of a phenomenon.
50,000, more now, is it?
More, 70,000, yeah.
So, congratulations.
Thanks very much. And it changed my life. Yes. And it allowed me to do what I wanted to do, which was farm and write and do a bit of running.
What a lovely mix.
It's a great life, you know. I really appreciate it. It's a great life. And my wife always says that. She said, now, don't be complaining. Yeah, yeah. She said to me, Jay, you're off to talk to Ray Darcy. You're having a great life. But you know, I had to the new
you
idea.
You had to slow down.
I had to slow down, yeah. And I was thinking about the poet John Clare, who wrote in the 1700s. But he talked about being under the cathedral of the sky, and I thought, wow, that's interesting. And I was reading a lot of stuff. And John O'Donoghue used to say, the Annam Corroth, used to say, "What are you reading?" And that's an insight into what you're thinking. Okay. And so I had this idea of getting 12 sheep and following them for a season, a lambing season.
Yeah.
And so I bought 12. We looked in Mars everywhere. We couldn't find the right one. So I ended up buying 12 Suffolk Crosses from Mam and Dad.
Hoggets,
yeah. Right. And
explain that.
Or, sorry, they were first timers. Actually, a hoggett is a second. They were first timers.
What is a
first timer? Is they're the first time lambing. Yeah,
So
we.
Hoggets, sort of a rough enough word, isn't it? Hoggets
can be, yeah. But anyway, we put them with the ram and. I followed them and you know, I learned a series of lessons along the way, and 12 lessons, one sheep per lesson. But it was the simple stuff of, like, I remember a really beautiful moment was I actually interviewed my mother about her life, and I was talking about how mothers, because the thing about being a farmer is you're surrounded by female energy the whole time. It's cows and female sheep, yos, and so you're surrounded by women. There's not that many men, you know. Right. So it's a maternal.
It's a bit like primary school.
It's a midwifery sort of a situation, and but I interviewed Mam about her life, and you know, that to me was so important. Her father had been a vegetable grower, and he died when she was quite young. He got cancer and died, and changed her whole life, but. I had never really fully investigated that with her, and I recorded it. And I said to myself, you know, my son now, he's only a baby, he's 15 months old, but that'll be there in posterity.
Yeah. Hugely important.
And we don't, you know, we don't talk to our parents about their lives enough, because we're so consumed with our own life. And look, we live in a busy world. I'm not saying we should. But
what's it called? Is it called Dukas? Is it that?
Oh yes, the folklore. Yeah.
So that was in the 1930s, and every primary school student in the country was sent home with a copybook with the instructions to ask their parents and their grandparents about their lives.
Yeah. And it's an amazing folklore.
And, like, you know, it's an aspiration, and it sort of comes to the surface every so often that I would have is to organise some sort of similar digital project in the country. Yeah. All of us have. That's a really good recording device, smartphone.
Yeah, you're holding up your smartphone.
Yeah. Thanks. He's done this before.
Show it to your mic.
You're not on telly, Richard. You're not on telly.
But I think that oral history project, we do need to do another one, because I know a man who, he's an elderly farmer now, but he drove cattle on foot as a boy. And, you know...
You'll have to explain what that's
special. So he's a local man, and he did a... We have a Humans of Longford website, and he did an interview years ago, but he actually walked cattle from Mohill to Longford. As a boy, and he was interviewed for a snowstorm, and Tiernan Dolan runs the website, and I just said to myself, there's an amazing memory. People won't, like, in you know, that way of life is nearly
that's gone,
you know?
So
there's so much history there. Like, my grandmother would have been the last woman in Ireland to get the widow's pension for the War of Independence, and she died in 2016. It's this huge memory there of a generation that has.
But to hear a voice saying it, because I think, for me anyway, history is best taught through from the particular to the general.
Yes.
At school, we learn it from the general.
To the, yes.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, and in a way, Ray, that's why I actually wrote the running book, because I wanted to record the history. It's a history. It's a run around Longford. I wanted to record the history of a run around Longford. And I wanted to show, like John McGarren says, that the universe, the local is the universal.
Yeah.
And actually the tangents of connection can bring us, like within that marathon run that I did, it brought me around the world, from Australia to America, to General Cornwallis, to all these connections. And I said, I have this opportunity now. I have an international platform. I'm going to record this, because some of the stories that I was told through my life, I wrote it at about 30 odd years of age. I said, the people who told me are no longer here. So I said, it might only exist in my mind. And I see that as a job. I write nonfiction, and I talk to people, and there are books about my life and meeting people. So I see that as a job for me to record what I hear, because that's the good stuff. You know, I think it's so important to document that. And for me, farming, you know...
Before you get the farming, yeah. So the 12 hog, it's all worked out. They're all...
Oh, yeah,
Everything worked out fine. Just tell me, because I could talk to you forever, John, but we have other guests to get to here in Athlone. So the lambing, you know, can you remember the first time you witnessed that?
Oh yes. Well, we didn't have sheep when I was.
Oh, did you not?
We
only
got into sheep about 7 years ago, so I remember it very well. Yeah. I had to.
It was 2 years.
Yeah, like it was a couple of years. Yeah, it was only a couple of years ago, so I remember it very well. Dad had the idea to get some sheep, and we got stuck in and made mistakes along the way, of course, and learned a lot. And I remember this is where the internet is a great tool. I got a vet's handbook on delivering lambs, and there was illustrations in it. So I learned how to, because your hand is sometimes your eyes if you're dealing with a lamb that's in difficulty while being born. So you have to figure out what position they're in.
Very tactile.
Very tactile. Yeah. And so I learned a lot in that process. And but you know, I think Ray, and I know we're stuck for time, but I think we have to learn our whole lives. This isn't just about sheep. Our whole lives is a learning process. And if you can come out at the end of a day and say, what did I learn today? Yeah. You've gained a whole day of wisdom. And some days it might not seem like it, but maybe you've challenged the inherited mind pattern like we talked about, or maybe you've talked to someone and there's a bit of an oral history, or maybe you've went for a run like we're doing today and you've said, this is in the ledger of good days. And running for me... I did a half marathon on Sunday, and I was talking to someone and said, oh, what race was it? And I said, there was no race. So it was just for me, you know.
It's for you.
It's just for me. And for me, I don't run for time. I don't run for medals. You know, I'm not going to be that fast anyway. I'm 37 now. My prime is over. But I run for the good days. And I remember those days in the ledger of life. That's what I call it, you know? And that's the gold.
I'd like to change the mind pattern of my sheep escaping into my neighbour's garden. You see, they've taken two things there.
Yeah.
John's book about sheep, he has 12 sheep, I have 700. I can write a horror story, only joking. But sheep have two missions in life, to escape or to die for no particular reason. That's John in Mullingar. John, listen, I could talk, we didn't get to loads of things. Congratulations on the arrival of Ted, who's 15 months tomorrow. And say congratulations to Viv, who's getting her Irish citizenship.
Yes.
Yeah. Your Australian wife. Well, now Irish wife.
No, it's, and you know, it's great. She's she loves Ireland.
Yeah.
And it's been a really, she's 6 years here. We're 6 years married. And she, coming to Ireland has been an amazing opportunity for her. She works in advertising in Dublin, and she loves the place.
Great.
So, and she always says to me, Irish people are so friendly and open for a chat. And I think that's a great compliment to get.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, 12 Sheep is John's latest book, John Connell. And the cow book is still there, the runner book and the stream of everything. John, great to see you.
Thanks
so much for coming. Oh, sure. See you later on for the run.
Yes, yeah,
we'll take a quick commercial break from Athlone.